Hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast. It is trivia time. We're doing our weekly trivia game with our podcast guests. I hope you listened to the podcast earlier this week with the great Tom Ziller, who is still with me now. Tom, how's it going?
Not bad, not bad. I'm nervous about this, though.
Everybody's always nervous about this. It's really kind of a mean thing that I do. Like, I get someone to, like, come on and answer my questions about their field of expertise, and then afterwards I put them on the spot. And so I'm sorry about that. But listen, everybody – all the two things to remember, everyone always says, I'm going to do terrible, and they do much better than they thought they were going to do, A. And B, remember, all the questions are written by me. So if you get them wrong or if you get them wrong, it's because I wrote terrible questions. And if you get them right, it's because you're smart. So that's the advantage you have. So the number you want to beat no matter what is 87. 200 points total. 87 is the lowest score ever. I do not say the name of the person that got the lowest score until their record is broken. So as not to embarrass them. But the first place all-time score is Chuck Culpepper with 167, which I thought was unapproachable. Just an unbelievable score. And then last week, Jeff Passan got 161, and I related it to when Kobayashi had the incredible hot dog eating record for such a long time. And then Joey Chestnut came within like 11 one year, and it was like, oh, the moon is within reach. We can see. And then he passed it like a couple weeks later. So maybe that will be you today. You will follow Jeff Passan's Joey Chestnut path to Kobayashi brilliance. There we go. So be ready. All right. So the first category we do section we do is current events questions. This is stuff generally happened over the weekend. There are 10 toss-ups worth 5 points apiece. Are you ready, sir?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Now. By the way, I apologize to listeners. Eventually, I'm on the road right now, so I do not have my bell. I actually bought a bell, like an actual, like I'm ringing. I want this hotel clerk to come serve me a bell, but I'm on the road, so I don't have it right now. So I'm just going to say ding, unfortunately, or correct, or whatever. It'll be very clear whether you got it right or not. Question number one. What college football team won their first Big Ten home game in 1,120 days on Saturday?
Did you say Big Ten?
Big Ten, that's correct. What team won their first Big Ten home game in 1,120 days on Saturday?
We will say, Northwestern?
That is incorrect. In a just world, it would be Northwestern that had struggled that much. Unfortunately, in this cruel land we live in, it was my Illinois Fighting Illini. But they won. So they won. So they. That's incorrect, but that's okay because we won. So it's a happy world anyway. Question number two. What Southeastern Conference team had a 350-pound offensive lineman throw for a touchdown this weekend?
Oh, wow. I really should have watched football yesterday.
That's right. It's not all football. It's not all football, I promise.
Bama?
That's incorrect. The correct answer is Arkansas. Okay. Question number three. This is the last college football question. What college football team scored 82 points in a win over Texas Tech? More than 3 points of the points their basketball team scored on average last season.
Oh, gosh, I saw this come across the scroll this morning because I was very impressed, but I can't remember. TCU?
That is correct for 5 points.
All right.
Well done. So you got it. There you go. See, these things come back to you in ways that are surprising sometimes. Okay, question number four. What NFL team won in London on Sunday?
That was the they beat the Falcons. Gosh, who was it?
I ask the questions around here, pal.
The Saints.
That is incorrect. The Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
Okay, question number five. Who is the only man to have won an NBA and NCAA title as coach?
NBA and NCAA as coach is, good Lord. Larry Brown.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number six. What New York Knick admitted that for him the triangle offense was, quote, a struggle over the weekend?
Mellow.
That is incorrect. J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith said it was a struggle, though to be fair, he says that about a lot of things. Question number seven. The NBA season starts Tuesday night. Name four of the six teams playing.
Oh my God, this is bad. We'll go with the Cavaliers, the Spurs. Gosh, I should really know who's playing on Tuesday. We'll say the Heat and the Bulls.
That is incorrect. You have one of the four. San Antonio plays. San Antonio plays. The teams are Dallas, Houston, the Lakers. I think the Lakers and San Antonio are the late game. I think.
Oh, awesome.
New Lakers. Orleans, Orlando, and San Antonio. Those are the six. So that is incorrect. Question number. What are we on? Seven. We'll find it here. Eight. This is question eight. That's correct. Okay. Question number eight. About which player did Bill Murray say on the NFL pregame show, everybody's got a weird guy on their team?
Marshawn Lynch.
That's incorrect. Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler. He's a Bears fan. He was Jay Cutler. Question number nine. What college basketball coach dressed up as a member of KISS at his team's Midnight Madness?
Tom Izzo.
That is correct. Almost Cleveland Cavaliers coach in an alternative universe. Yes. That is correct for 5 points. And question number 10. What Little League World Series star threw out the first pitch of Saturday's Game 4 of the World Series?
Monet Davis.
That is correct for 5 points. All right, so out of the toss-ups, you got four correct for 20 points. Be not alarmed. Everybody always does worse on the current events because I'm asking questions outside of their field of expertise. Because they're usually busy. They're usually busy preparing to continue to write about the exact same thing I had them on the podcast to talk about. So don't worry. Again, my fault. Okay, the next category, we do our topical question. This is, I have an overarching question, and then we go into subcategories on. Like, for example, if I said, name the coach for the following NBA teams, and then I would say, number one, New York Knicks, and you would say Derek Fisher, and so on. Understood? And these are these are specific to your field, so don't worry. This is not about college football.
That's what makes me nervous.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. All right. So this is about the NBA. All right. So the category is name the 2013-14 PER leaders for the following teams. The player efficiency rating leaders for the following teams in the NBA last season. So even if they switch teams, we're talking about the teams of last season. So like, for example, the Miami Heat are not on here, but the correct answer is LeBron James, not, I guess, whoever was number two is still on the team. Got it? Question number one, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Kevin Durant.
That is correct for 5 points. Number two, the Los Angeles Clippers.
Blake Griffin.
That is incorrect. Chris Paul. Oh. Chris Paul. That's a tough one. Question number three, the Dallas Mavericks.
Dirk Nowitzki.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number four, the Memphis Grizzlies.
I will say Mark Gasol.
That is incorrect. Mike Conley, surprisingly enough. I would have not thought that. In fact, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because I remember when I wrote that down, I'm like, is that right? I double-checked it. And triple checked it. But now that I have you on, I'm actually going to look one more time because it actually made me nervous to make sure that I did not miss Marc Gasol. Because this happened the other day. Last time I had a question about the 10 northernmost NBA teams. And for whatever reason, it was Jeff Passan. And he said Toronto. And I said, no. Wait, yes. How's Toronto not on there? So, but I can confirm. Hang on. Let's see. I can confirm their answer is Mike Conley. The answer is Mike Conley. All right, so I feel better. But you should feel bad if you get it wrong. Okay, question number five, the San Antonio Spurs.
Ooh, Tony Parker?
That's incorrect. Tim Duncan is, in fact, the correct answer on that one. We're going off the Hollinger ESPN ones. Okay, question number six, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Kevin Love.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number seven, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow. Yeah, I'll say Nick Young.
That is incorrect. Jordan Hill, which is really kind of amazing.
I should have known that.
To think about that.
Oh, man.
Question number eight, the Orlando Magic.
Aaron Aflalo.
That is incorrect. Nikola Vucevic.
All right, Vucevic.
So number nine, this one was a fun one to compile, I'm sure. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Michael Carter Williams.
That is incorrect. Thaddeus Young. Thaddeus
Oh yeah,
Young was the
that's
leader
it.
on that. And question number 10, the Boston Celtics.
There is no good answer for this.
I had to scroll down past the top 50, I'll say, to find this one.
Awesome. We'll say. Sorry,
Oh, no worries,
I
man.
know the name that I want, and I'm trying to conjure it up. Avery Bradley?
That is incorrect. Chris Humphries was the
Chris
VAR
Humphrey.
leader for the Boston Celtics last year, which is truly inspiring. All right, so you got 15 points out of that. You're to 35. I'll confess, you have a long way to go, so don't you worry. Now we go to nicknames. We have five nicknames. These are worth 10 points apiece. I give you the name of a team and their I give you the name of a team in all four of the major sports, or five, or however many sports there are. For 10 points, if you know the nickname, you can just say it. If you need a hint, I will give you the name of where the stadium or arena they play in and the mascot. And if you know it after that, you get 5 points. Okay, so here we go. Number one, the Indianapolis Triple A baseball team.
Oh Lord.
And if you don't know, if you
I'm gonna
and don't if you you only get one guess. So if you don't know and want the hint,
Yep.
ask for the hint. Don't, because you will not get the hint if you guess wrong.
I'm going to need a hint.
They play at Victory Field, and their mascot is Rowdy.
The Indians?
That is correct for 5 points. I don't know how you got that from Rowdy, but that is correct. Question number two, the Maine D League team.
The main Red Claw.
That is correct for 10 points. They play in the Portland Exposition Building. Not exhibition, by the way. I thought, like, oh, it's exposition. No, it's Portland Exposition Building. So I assume they just tell stories, and I don't really know what they, but that's actually the name of the building. And their mascot is Crusher. Crusher. All right, number three, the Amsterdam NFL Europe team.
I'm going to need a hint.
They play at the Amsterdam Arena, and their mascot is Albert the Albatross.
I'm going to say the albatrosses.
That is incorrect. I wonder if that's Albatry. The answer is Admirals, the Amsterdam Admirals. Question number four, the Pepperdine men's and women's college basketball teams.
I'll take a hint.
They play at the Firestone Fieldhouse, and their mascot is Willie the Wave.
The waves.
That's correct for 5 points.
Okay.
They Willie the Waves. And number five, the Ottawa NHL team.
The Senators.
That is correct for 10 points. See, they are that they play the Canadian Tire Centre, and their mascot is Spartacat, which I don't know what that means, but I kind of like it. Okay, so you have Spartacat. Sounds like a Voltron knockoff. Okay,
Yeah,
so.
absolutely.
Okay, so you have 65 points. So you, I will say you have a, you. I like your odds to not be our. You're not going to beat Culpepper's record, but I like your odds here. You need 22 points to stay out of last place. 23 points to stay out of last. 22 to tie for last place. So you're fine. And so the last category is outburst. We put 1 minute on the. This is a game that I and my family. Played a lot as kids. Basically, you have 1 minute on the clock. There are 10 answers, and for example, the question will be like, name the top 10, the last 10 teams to win an NBA championship, and then you name
Okay.
them off, and you have 1 minute on the clock. Each of them are worth 1 point. Each one you get right, you are worth 1 point. If you there's no penalty for a wrong answer, so go ahead and just shoot them out. There's no problem. I'll tell you yes or no or whatever answer you don't get. All right, you ready?
Ready.
1 minute on the clock. Just shoot them out as fast as you can. And okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 men to win an NBA MVP. Now, if there's someone that has won more than one MVP, they only count as one person on this list. There's the last 10 human beings to have won an NBA MVP. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Derrick Rose.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
Steve Nash.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Kevin
Garnett. I'm sorry, no on Duncan. Garnett, yes.
Kevin Garnett.
Garnett, yes. You have seven.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq is, you have eight. That's correct, yes.
Allen Iverson.
Iverson, yes. You're missing one now.
I have no idea who that other person is.
Just toss out names. No penalty for wrong answers. 10 seconds.
David Robinson? No.
No.
And
time. You got nine. You got Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, Kobe Bryant, Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash, Kevin Garnett, Shaquille O'Neal, and Allen Iverson. You missed Karl Malone. Karl Malone was the 10th. Yeah, exactly. And before him was Jordan. So that's how far back it goes. So there's nine. Now, these are not all NBA, unfortunately, because that would be unfair. But the next category, you got nine there, which puts you in good position, I say to say it a lot. That was key for you. All right, the next one is, here we get this question. The 10 men who have won the most tennis majors. Now, there are actually 12 on this list. There were five people tied with eight. You only have to name 10. So this is an added advantage for you because you only need, you know, if you go, there are two people that you don't have to have on this list that could still come out. All right, so the 10 men who have won the most tennis majors. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Roger Federer.
Yes.
Rafael Nadal.
Yes.
Djokovic.
No.
Sampras.
Yes.
Agassi.
Yes.
Bjorn Borg.
Yes.
McEnroe.
No.
Connors.
Yes.
You
have six.
Shoot. Boris Beck.
No.
Or Becker.
Yes,
Boris Becker.
I wasn't being pedantic.
Andy Murray?
No. 10 seconds on the clock. I'm going to give you an extra couple seconds because I distracted you by talking.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, then I won't give you an extra couple seconds. All right, time. So you got 2, 4, 6 there. You got Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, Bjorn Borg. And Jimmy Connors, you miss Roy Emerson, Rod Laver, Yvonne Lindell, Fred Perry, Ken Rosewall, and Bill Tilden. Bill Tilden. All right, so that is 6. You got 15. You are now at 80. You only need 7, 8 out of these last 3 to get out. So you're going to be just fine. Don't worry. The shame belongs to it will likely continue to belong to the person that won't be named. But he knows. He knows who he is. All right. One minute on the clock. The last 10 coaches of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, interim does not count. So cross off Bill Burtka, Frank Hamblin, and Bernie Bickerstaff. Interim does not count. These are people who had the official full-time job as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Mike D'Antoni.
Yes.
Byron Scott.
Yes.
Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yes.
Del Harris.
Yes.
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Kurt Rambis.
Yes, you have 8.
What was his name? Oh, Pat Riley.
No, 10 seconds.
No.
No, he's the 11th.
Okay.
And time. You got 8. Pretty solid. You got Mike Brown, Mike D'Antoni, Byron Scott. Byron, don't shoot 3, Scott. Phil Jackson, Rudy Tomjanovich, who I'd completely forgotten about. Dell Harris, Magic Johnson, and Kurt Rambis. That's 8. You missed Mike Dunleavy and Randy Pfund. Randy Pfund. Pfund.
No.
But he was not an interim. I thought he was an interim, but he was not. He actually coached a whole section of the season. All right. 10 seconds on the clock. There are 10 teams that played at least one playoff game this postseason in baseball. Name them. Go.
The Giants?
Yes.
The A's?
Yes.
The Royals?
Yes.
The Dodgers?
Yes.
I really should have watched baseball. The Angels?
Yes.
The Twins?
No.
White Sox?
No.
Pirates?
Yes.
Orioles?
Yes.
Nationals?
Yes. Ten Braves? Seconds on the clock. No.
Cardinals.
Yes. You have one more to go.
Sorry about that.
No worries. It's a sad time. And time. Time. You got 9. You got 9. Pretty good for someone that didn't watch baseball. The one you got, the Orioles, Royals, Angels, Dodgers, A's, Pirates, Cardinals, Giants, and Nationals. You missed the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers were the team. So this gives you 18, 24, 32. You are at 97 points. Very comfortably out of last place. In fact, you are in striking distance of middling to average. So it's a good place to be. You've yes. So you're doing fine. So here is the last question. 1 minute on the clock, and thank you again for doing this. 1 minute on the clock. Name the 10 average scoring leaders for last year. Points per game leaders for last year in the NBA. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Durant.
Yes.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving.
No.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
No.
Al Jefferson.
No.
Dirk Nowitzki.
No.
Steph Curry.
No. Yeah, sorry, yes. Yes, sorry, yes.
Blake Griffin.
Yes.
Kevin Love.
Yes. You have 7.
John Wall?
No. You have 10 seconds on the clock. And time. You get 7. That gives you a total of 104 is your final score. We'll get to that in a moment with all the fanfare that comes with it. The ones you got were Carmelo Anthony, DeMarcus Cousins, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, LeBron James, and Kevin Love. You missed LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, which was a surprise, and James Harden. So you end up with 104 points, which ties you with, is that right? 97? Yep. That ties you with Joe Sheehan. Joe Sheehan got exactly 104 points. So now you, because as you're, I'm sure you're very used to by now, because of your, we go alphabetically, you'll be end up behind him in the final scrolls of the, but you're probably very used to that by now. All right. Tom, thank you very much for coming on. This was fun. Thank you for indulging me on this silly thing. And now, of course, this will be up. You know, we're taping this after we do our regular podcast on Sunday, but this will actually be up once on Wednesday, I believe. So the season will have actually started by the time that this podcast goes up. So I hope you enjoyed the first couple of games of days of games.
Yeah, absolutely.
That all right, Tom. Thank you for hanging out with me. We'll do this again. Always a great time. And seriously, I love your work, and please keep doing great things.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Will.
Okay, so thank you to Tom Ziller. You can follow him on Twitter at Team Ziller, TeamZiller. You can also subscribe to his daily NBA newsletter, Good Morning, It's Basketball, and read his work on SB Nation. This has been the Will H. Experience Podcast. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. I say this all the time, and I don't think you guys actually do that. But regardless, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with Matt Norlander previewing college basketball. Have a wonderful weekend.